Hello, everybody. Good evening. It is Monday, November the 4th, 2024. Just waiting for IPS to join in. He's going to be talking to us tonight about the Albuquerque rally with Trump, where he was trying to let people know that the Trump assassination was a staged event. And he hasn't joined us yet. I sent him another invite, so we'll just start checking out his video and say hello to everybody for showing up tonight. Welcome. Welcome to the Fakeologist Show. I know I usually do All Shots Clot on Mondays, but I'm just sort of taking a little break from that right now and doing what everyone is talking about in the U.S. at least, and maybe around the world, this whole election thing that goes on every 4 years, this ritual. And I know that's where people's minds are right now. It'll hopefully all be starting to be over after tomorrow, but I think you can pretty much rest assured it's going to drag on for probably weeks, if not months, right up until Inauguration Day in January. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? You know, it's the best show on earth. And I've been watching a lot of these influencers. I think a lot of them are paid by the Trump side. And it is annoying how they push that you have to go out and vote. That seems to be their number one thing that Frank pointed out. But Nick Shirley, who's that kid that I've been watching for a while, he's right now, he just finished in Philadelphia, where there's a Kamala rally. Actually, we could tune in while we're waiting, but I think we'll watch a bit of Tim Osmond's video right now. And this is on Infinite Plane Society. And we'll just watch a bit of what he was doing down there in Albuquerque days ago. He actually hired somebody to video and to edit this video. But good on him.
Line's back here, guys.
I'm not sure it was the best idea to do what he's doing, because you're dealing with some very indoctrinated people on both sides.
Anyone care to opine about what happened on January 13th?
Nope.
Inside job?
Nope.
Hoax?
Have a good morning.
Did Trump put a squib on his ear? Did he squeeze a McDonald's ketchup packet on the side of his face? Real or fake, Butler, Pennsylvania? Was it a hoax?
Go on. At least he's got a smile on his face.
Was there a second shooter?
I'm glad you're here.
Was Biden behind it?
I'm glad you're here. You know why?
Do you have an opinion?
Yes. You guys are...
I'm not on any side.
Yeah.
I'm with Infinite Plane Radio.
You're a perfect example of what America's all about, the right to express yourself and do something, and we appreciate that, brother.
Butler, Pennsylvania, hoax, psyop, or did it really happen with a lone nut shooter? Did Thomas Crooks work alone? Was Thomas Matthew Crooks a patsy, or was it a psyop? Real or fake, Butler, Pennsylvania, did...
Sorry.
Donald Trump is a crisis actor.
Wrong rally.
Donald Trump rubbed fake blood on his face, and you're all marching along like sheep. Yeah, go worship your golden calf. Okay. 713, Butler, Pennsylvania, real, fake, psyop, hoax, any opinions? Did Donald Trump fake it? Is Donald Trump a crisis actor? No opinions. Seven 713, Pennsylvania, did Donald Trump really get shot? Is Donald Trump a crisis actor? Was it fake? 713, Butler, Pennsylvania, did Trump really get shot, or was it a hoax? Was it a psyop? Did he really get shot? Did you fall for it? You fell for it.
Yeah, Nico Traumas is saying, I made a big realization.
Excuse me. Do you believe that Donald Trump was really shot?
Put it up on the screen here. You can't have a civil war if one side won't fight and has been
Thank you for your opinion.
Pacified. Both sides are pretty passive.
Surrender. 713 Butler, Pennsylvania. Do you believe Trump was really shot or was it a hoax?
It was real.
Okay. Butler, Pennsylvania, was it real? Did he really get shot or was it a psyop? You saw it on TV. Must have been real. Did Donald Trump really get shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, or was it a hoax?
Oh, were you there?
You saw it on TV, so it was real, right?
Yeah, people are really triggered.
Did Donald Trump really get shot or is he a crisis actor? I think it was a hoax.
They don't want to talk about it. Do you all care that Donald Trump faked?
This is where it cuts over to his
713 with the
his camera that he was holding. It wasn't quite as good quality there.
713 Butler, Pennsylvania. Total hoax. It was a hoax. There's no scar on his ear. Joe Rogan checked. Donald Trump is a crisis actor. Donald Trump is a crisis actor. He was not shot. The assassination attempt was a hoax. Does anybody here believe it, or did you all fall for it?
This is from IPS's channel. He did this a few days ago. I'll put this in the show notes. Hopefully, Tim will join us tonight.
Why are you trying to start a whole bunch of Republicans?
Well, I'm not a Democrat. Does anybody here believe Donald Trump was really shot, or do you know it was a psyop? They used a squib. Faker than the moon landing.
I guess he's by the airport in Albuquerque. We just see if Tim Osmond is on IPS right now.
It's real because he saw it on TV. Donald Trump is a crisis actor. Nobody got shot in Butler. Nobody died. It's good news. Nobody died in Butler, Pennsylvania because Trump wasn't really shot. Thomas Crooks is not a patsy. He's an actor. Nobody got shot. Nobody died. It's great news. Donald Trump is a crisis actor. The assassination attempt was fake. Provably fake. Yeah, actually, this is really good here because the buses unload.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes one.
Here comes the bus.
Nobody died in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Suzanne, I don't know if the Trump cards are worse than the loony left. The
bad
loony
news
left
if you were fooled, but good that
hardcore.
Nobody died.
I think both sides are loony.
The assassination attempt was fake.
It's impossible.
100% fake.
Sure.
You saw it on TV, but that doesn't make it real. It's a squib. He didn't love the firemen enough to save him.
Little inflammatory there, IPS. Anyone wants to call in if they want to ride shotgun while we're waiting for IPS, just call in to Skype, Fakeologist, go to Discord, send me a instant message over there, or phone our phone lines. I'll put them on the bottom of the screen here, 810-666-1984. 902-400-1984 if you want to call in. And let me just quickly thank a couple of donors. I had a couple of donors lately. It's been very good. Jim Rizzoli really set things off. Jim Rizzoli's on Wednesdays. And we had a couple of very generous donations. Miss Mittens, 104.52. Thank you. She came in by way of Mr. E. Mr. E is definitely somebody that people really like to hear from. And I think he's correct on almost all his views. So Mr. E, we'll have him back. Lenny A sent us $100. Thank you, Lenny A. I don't know who you are. Maybe you're on the Discord. I'm not sure. If you want to just send me your username or the name I might be familiar with you when you send a donation, either way, or you can just stay anonymous. That's fine. Okay, just got a... What did I just get? I got a little note or noise from Skype. You know, this Skype, every time it makes a noise, I don't know where or who is making the noise. Skype is, Skype used to get revised, redeveloped, upgraded almost every week. Now I think it's stagnant. I don't know. Maybe that's a message I got on Fakeologist. Okay. I got that message on Discord. Okay, Algae Rhythms is asking, where is it? And I'll just tell them. The show is at fakeologist.com/live. Yeah, our live page, fakeologist.com/live. That's got all the links to where we are. Obviously, we're mainly on FakoTube. And I'll just show you quickly FakoTube right here. So you can see on the main page, we have this, the main highlighted video. And then we have another highlighted video. And then the live section, it'll show us live. So you just click here on the live button. And that'll bring up the show. And then you just press play. I'm not going to do that now. And on the right side, we have the
Skype used to chat. get redeveloped. Right.
The chat is over here. And I open that window up. I don't really get too many FakoTube chatters anymore, surprisingly. Everyone's on YouTube. People really like their favorite shows or favorite platforms. But FakoTube is my platform, and I highly recommend it. So we have about 11 people watching on Sorry, 13 people watching on FakoTube right now. So thanks, everyone, for joining in over there. And I put some really good videos up lately. Michael Bryant on the Spanish flu, really interesting. How that was just basically chemical poisoning. I might play that clip as we're waiting for Tim Osman. And... you can also see a pretty good interview I did with Marcus Allen, a sort of a friend slash nemesis of the past in the show. He looks like he was poisoned, which is pretty god awful. And we talked about that for 2.5 hours. Marcus is a great talker. He used to have a massive set of online audios from the past, since 2008. 16 years ago, he started broadcasting as a massive library. I think some people have saved it, but he's taken it down officially. So if anyone has it, they should probably put it up on archive.org or create a directory and just send me the archives. I think he had a paywall for the longest time for his archives. So I never ended up joining his site, but because of just some of the conflicts we had in the past, but somebody must have the audios because he says he doesn't, which is kind of surprising. So that was a pretty good show last night. It went way longer than it should have because he wasn't feeling well, but he kept going on. But anyway, let's get back to these great donors. Fakeologist.com/donate. I went and cleared out the mailbox. Yeah, because people said they wanted to mail me money or cards or whatnot. So we got a couple, just two, in the last month. So it's not really worth the mailbox. But okay, I've got it there anyway, the P.O. box. We have $40 from Priscilla. So thank you so much, Priscilla. I think she's from Oregon. And we got $70 from Chester Brown. He's the guy that he's a comic book writer in Toronto, and he also has this controversial view that paying for sex, prostitutes is a good idea. It's a little against my morality. Well, a lot against my morality. But anyway, apparently it's not against everyone's morality. And he sold his book and they turned it into a movie. And the movie just came out. It came out at the film festival. I guess that means they're shopping it around for distributors. I might play a clip of that, but he's going to come on the show. It's not a fakeologist story, but he is a fakeologist fan. So because he is a fakeologist fan and he's an interesting / controversial person, I think we're going to have him back again. If you look for Chester Brown, if you just go to our search engine at fakeologist.com, you will see that we've had him on the show. We'll do a quick search here. He was on the show at least one time. FAK665 and looks like FAK816. So there you go. So those are all the posts with Chester Brown. So that was a pretty interesting show. That was back January 30th, 2023. So not that long ago. So check it out. As we're waiting for Tim Osman, he should be coming on. He is actually the topic of tonight's show. So if he doesn't come on, we'll just play his video for a little bit longer. And then I'll just play maybe a little bit of some of these Trump influencers. Oh, wait. Let me finish the donors. And then, of course, Jim Rizzoli gave a whopping $520.87, which technically makes him eligible for sponsorship for FakoTube. I haven't really been pushing that in the last 6 months, but technically we could put his name there if he wants it for maybe 5 months, about $100 a month is sort of what I thought about. But anyway, so thank you for these donors. And I think Nico Tromas is in the house. He gave $20. So thank you very, very, very much, guys. Appreciate it. That goes towards FakoTube, my video platform. It's where I put all the videos that I think are possibly in danger of being taken down. And don't forget, if you're not in YouTube and you're listening on the audio right now at Fakeologist or at shortfake.com/stream1, we do have an old-fashioned chat tango chat here. So you can actually chat here anonymously as well. You don't have to sign in if you're just listening to the audio. Okay, let's go back to Infinite Plane Society. This is his YouTube channel here where he live streams. He's got a bunch of them. I actually had a hard time finding it. And we will continue watching this.
I thought it was cool.
713 Butler, Pennsylvania was fake. Donald Trump is a crisis actor. It was a psyop. Nobody died.
Bye.
Nobody died. A lot of people got fooled. Okay, sheep. Nobody died in Butler. That's good news.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great news, but you also got lied to. It's really good news, and they act like it's not.
I'll send it to my co-workers and fucking bothers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Donald Trump's assassination attempt was fake.
Uh-huh. Have a nice day.
Oh.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trump faked the whole thing.
Nobody died in Butler. It's great news.
Oh, right on, bro.
But you saw it on TV, so it's real, right?
Yeah.
Nobody died in Butler, Pennsylvania. Donald Trump's ear is perfectly fine. There's no scar. Joe Rogan checked.
Thank you. Have a good day. We're in the money. Trump people are in the money. Woo!
It is kind of interesting why how is a lot of people are taking Tim as being anti-Trump. It is kind of strange how that is the default opinion when you're told it's fake. It doesn't really imply that Trump faked it or was set up. I don't really see how that's a partisan statement, that the whole Trump thing was fakery. I guess it implies that Trump is culpable because he obviously participated in the fakery, but does that make him bad? I'm trying to see this through the eyes of a normie. I don't know, maybe you guys can help out in the chat. Why does this make Tim Osman with the sign, why does this make him the villain? Oh, I see.
Nobody died in Butler, Pennsylvania. Donald Trump was not really shot. Ask Joe Rogan. He checked his ear. There's no scar. It's called a squib. Fake blood. Total psyop. Nobody died. You fell for it.
Oh, the girls get all mad. Hey, shut the hell up.
Trump is a crisis actor. Nobody died in Butler. It was a total hoax. Do your research.
No one's going to do any research, Tim.
I think they're complaining about me. Free speech.
Yeah, Nico Trauma says they're either with you or you're against them. Yeah, there's no middle ground.
But one guy seemed pretty
aggressive.
Yeah.
I guess they're at the airport, as I said there. No chemtrails.
Nobody died in Butler. It was a hoax. Nobody died in Butler, Pennsylvania. It was a hoax.
All right. Looks like IPS is in the house. IPS, hello. I think he's in the house. He's just setting up.
Okay. Yeah, I believe, I'm actually, I was working on some artwork today, so I haven't been in the studio, I lost track of time.
Yeah, no problem.
Trying to sell, but anyway.
You're here in video form already. We're watching your video in Albuquerque.
I can see that.
We're almost done, actually. Your timing is perfect. Are you able to, so you're not in the studio, so you can't pair your channels?
Actually, if you give me like 3 minutes, I can be there.
Yeah, sure. You got lots of time. Take your time. Shortfake.com/restream. That link should be solid. That should work. That should allow you to pair your channels.
Nobody died in Butler. Fake assassination attempt, fake blood, total psyop, nobody got hurt. What did he fake? He faked an assassination attempt with a squib, fake blood. Nobody died.
What did he say about abortion?
Yeah, it was like some reflexive comment about how he's going to try to fight against it or something, because apparently I'm a Democrat if I'm there, but not on their side.
Total hoax. You can be a dumb little donkey like
Emma. I'm going to be a part of hoax. I got a few people triggered, Steve Emma. And it feels so good. All right, so that's Tim Wiseman. I put a link to that in the show notes. That's, I guess the rest is just music as he closes out the show there. So that was pretty interesting. This is Tim's channel here. And this is, I think he talked about it the next day. Let's see, on YouTube, if you click the live button, you get a different set of videos here. Okay. And if you click the video button, you get also different things here. Okay. So there you go. Let me just quickly look over here because somebody said in the chat that the Trumpers are more deranged, but I would tend to disagree. This kid here, Nick Shirley, and his mom, he's what they call an influencer, and he's a Trump influencer. And a lot of people think that the whole idea of this guy is just to get people to go vote.
Here's one. And you tell me, you promised me you'll put this on
live right now.
So here we go. So he's in line tonight at the Kamala rally, which is in Philly. And he's had I've watched most of it tonight. It's sort of my lazy watch where I just sit in the couch and watch stuff because it's sort of interesting. But he's had at least three demon rat people in line say, oh, you probably won't show this and you're probably going to edit it. And Nick is saying, no, this is live to air. This is live. So he's not editing it because it's going up as is. Obviously, you could take it down and edit it later, but Nick doesn't actually do that. He just puts it up, usually, as far as I know, live. He put one or two recorded things up. But so listen to this level of deranged. This woman is nuts.
Promise me. Wait, take a photo of him because I'll know who you are.
Look at you.
If you edit my stuff, okay. All right, here's what I want everybody to put Showtime on and watch the Reagans because that's where you're going to find out exactly what Trump's doing.
It's on there. Check out the Reagans. All right.
Did anyone watch that show, The Reagans?
What is this lady doing?
Did you see that, The Reagans?
Come on. Exactly what
you want
the Reagans
to keep coming?
Did is what Trump's trying to do.
The Reagans?
Reagans. The president.
The Reagans.
Reagans. The Reagans. The Reagans.
Yes.
See, you pronounce it different. I say Reagans, you say Reagans, so I didn't know you were...
I didn't say Reagans, but they are Reagans. He switched from a Democrat to a Republican because it was the money. The money. And exactly, come on.
All righty, let's keep moving on. I don't know what's happening here. Booker T. Jones got to calm down. That lady's got to calm down on Booker T. Jones. She's going after it. Just because she's a Trump, Booker T. Jones is an avid Trump supporter, I will say.
What?
You are avid. You're not going to stand down.
No, I won't. And she was like, when I left her, she was like, she saw a scaredy cat. I was like, I still like you, girl. I still like you.
All right, here comes Tim Wiseman. Here he is again. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Okay, I'm here in my office, and I'm trying to see if I can add all my other channels on here. I believe last time we had the same thing happen. Is there a different link that allows me to add in all of my...
Well, if you typed in shortfake.com/restream, that should work. Did you try that one?
That is the link I used. I'll try it one more time.
Okay. Otherwise, I'll give you a new link. I don't know if it needs a fresh link every time, but I can put the link in to you. Let's see here. I think it's the same link. No, it is the same link. Okay, here we go. It is the same link, as far as I can tell, that I gave you last time.
Okay, well, I have... Now, there's another option, since this isn't giving me the list of other channels to add.
Mm-hmm.
It's not giving me that option. So what I could do is I could just stream it directly on my own restream, but we won't have merged chats.
Well, let me just try one more time. Okay. I'll give you the link in... where's the instant way to give it to you? Discord?
Oh, I think you can send it here in the message, in the private chat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What am I, stupid? Yeah, you're right. Here you go.
Okay.
Just try that.
Okay.
That should be the same one, but I don't know. So we're just trying to hook up here. I think that's the same one as the restream, but I could be wrong. Or as the short fake dot one. Let's just see. Did that work? Is that the same thing? Wait, here he is.
Yeah, that one's the same thing. It's not giving me the option. Let me see if there's something else I can do. Restream must have changed something because it used to be automatic that on the top right, you would have all your other channels that you could add into it.
And unless, Looks like John the Beggar. John, call us again.
Let me try. I have an idea. I have an idea.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever works.
Hold time, 2 minutes, 29 seconds.
John the Beggar, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Everything is great here. We're just trying to hook Tim Osmond into the live stream here.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who you were going to have on tonight. I thought maybe it was Mr. E. I keep wanting to find out about that Ava Max, that singer.
All right, well, I don't know. Chances are I have no idea who that is. That must be from the old days.
No, she's brand new.
Okay, well, either old or new. I only know the in-betweeners. Okay, let's see if Tim Osmond's here. Okay, did that work, Tim?
Okay, you know what? It didn't work. For some reason, it did not work. We do not have that option yet. I'm still working on it. If you want to give me a minute or two, I could probably figure it out because here I am on my other, I opened it up in a different browser and there I have my options to open up all these other channels. But when I log in at the link you give me, it doesn't put me in my personal account, which is kind of strange. So,
Maybe you have to be in your other account first.
That's exactly what I did, and it rerouted me to this non-account.
I see. So it moved you back into your account that's not linked to your channels.
Exactly.
I see.
I'll hit clear
your cookies.
Okay.
Clear your cache, clear your cookies, or log yourself out. Okay, Tim, or okay, John the Beggar, what do you think of all this election stuff going on today?
Well, it's all really just a show. I think you go back to when the vice presidential candidates shook hands and did their Freemasonic handshake.
Oh yeah,
you really know. And I mean, you got Tampon Tim putting tampons in the boys' bathroom.
That name? Did Trump give him that name, or someone else?
Someone else did. Tampon Tim. And
Tim, but I'm no tampon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's just the wildest stuff. It's going to get really wild tomorrow, I have a feeling. I already voted by absentee, and I voted for Kennedy.
All right. So, yeah, he's still on the Michigan ballot, huh?
Yep. And I voted a number of notas, too. NOTA, none of the above.
Nice.
And I voted for a lot of third parties. Although I'm registered a Democrat, I voted for a couple of Democrats that I know and like. But all the rest, I just third parties, basically.
And the old saying, if voting mattered, then it'd be illegal. We're just watching this Nick guy over at the Philadelphia rally. Some people were saying that some of the Trump people were more cuckoo bananas, but I don't know. Some of these people here at the Democrat rally here in Philly tonight, they're pretty...
Is abortion your guys' main issue as they're voting
they're
on this
pretty,
year?
Rough, too.
No.
I mean, how many of them are actually crisis actors? You don't know.
I don't know. Okay, Tim Osmond, did that work?
No, it did not work. So what's happening here is probably something that would take me some time to fix. It Restream changed their system. So the best I can do is I could just live stream and duplicate the stream on my own platforms.
Sure.
And then I'll relay any chats. So I'll just do that.
That's fine. That's good. Then why not? We'll take whatever we can get. We're just watching some of the live coverage or almost live of some of the rallies today. Just to sort of go and try and figure out what happened with you in Albuquerque with some of these people.
You know, a lot of them are likely paid. I think a lot of them are paid to attend multiple events, crowds on demand, and even at Butler, somebody had slipped on that. But I think some people are in some way compensated for their travels. Like, basically...
Well, I think this kid probably is. I think these influencers are just trying to cajole people into voting. I think that's their main thing. But I think this kid with his mother who travels around, there's two Knicks that I follow. So yeah, I think they're paid influencers in some way. Diana Southard says, I see the D Live notice. So you're obviously going live now.
Yeah, it's live on my channels. And so I think that we'll get some comments from people and I'll relay them if we have anything interesting come up.
No problem. All right, John the Beggar, go ahead.
I had an experience with AI last Tuesday. I was operated on by a doctor and a robot.
Okay, and who'd you like better?
I like the doctor better, but the robotics worked. I can see where some AI, when you set up some sort of machine to do certain things, could work real well. But I don't think it was operating on its own, and my doctor assured me he was going to be there, and if anything went wrong, he could stop it and take in the old-fashioned way. So everything went well so far, though.
Okay.
So there are some good usages for AI, and I think I mentioned it here that I consider even one of those old handheld coin sorters to be a form of AI where you roll the coins in and they fall into the penny, nickel, dime, quarter slot because of their size.
You know, it's closer to that than HAL 9000. It really is.
Yeah, and I still think a lot of that AI is people in a call center in Mumbai.
Did you hear about Optimus? How Elon Musk's robots that were on display talking to people were, in fact, each one were remotely operated, and they had somebody pretending to be an AI chatbot. It's insane. He faked it.
Yeah, I heard about that. I know they one time had a partial robot with that Saudi prince, and they said, this is going to be the new artificial intelligence. And I remembered that robot. It was many, many years ago. Somebody was selling that, and it's all controlled. So when I even saw that, I thought, darn, they're not very advanced at all.
By the way, Tim, we cannot pair, it says here, unless we start at the same time. So that's what happened.
Okay.
We have to pair before we press live. That's what it said here. So I didn't realize that.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
So I am streaming on DLive, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. And I think I can put it on my main channel right now. There, now we're on. So we should get an influx.
I wonder why I got deleted from Twitch. I thought they seem to be the most aggressive.
Yeah, Twitch destroyed one of my channels already. I had a live stream 24/7. It was consistent for 3 years, and they pulled the plug on that channel. But I started a new one, and they kind of leave me alone because I don't have any subscribers. I just use it mostly to archive, and then it directly auto exports to my YouTube channel, which then bounces to BitChute and Odyssey. So I just use it as a cloud storage, basically.
Okay. All right, John, you got anything else before we talk to Tim about his video?
No, just be prepared for rain and other stuff, too. They'll probably make the weather go wild.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't worry.
Okay.
Rainy days.
All right. You know, that climate change, right?
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for taking my call tonight, and I'll talk to you another time.
All right, take care, John the Beggar from the South Shore.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so you got 11 people watching on your channel. Did you, so we were watching your video from Albuquerque, and it didn't seem like anyone was really interested in talking about any of this.
No, I the thing is, they were waiting at the door. There was a line to get in, and the signs were not going to be allowed. The Secret Service had a list of things that were banned, so I pretty much wouldn't have had any way to get someone to even engage if I had gone inside. So the only people I could possibly reach were those in the line. And not only were they not interested in engaging, but they were almost like as a team, huddling together and just saying, ignore, ignore. Like there was this effort to ignore me. One individual was complaining to the cops. And then I positioned myself outside where the shuttles were dropping people off.
and I thereby ensured several dozen more people having to directly confront what I'm saying. And for the most part, the main response was laughing, like this, just sort of like trying to be dismissive.
And what is the official story, the official alternative story with regards to this? Because they did put it out there that it could have been fake after the event happened. And how were they managing that story? Were they saying that Trump staged it himself for sympathy, or I can't remember anymore, or was the Democrats were saying it was staged? How does this?
That position is only coming from the left. The only people calling it fake are leftists trying to say that he did this PR stunt, cynically letting somebody die. But then the Q crowd, the people who are still drinking the Kool-Aid, they believe that he faked it in order to preempt the deep state doing the real thing, if that makes any sense. It doesn't to me. But
I get that. I remember that. So you were, because most people that have heard that was faked have heard it from the left, and that's why they were equating you as the enemy.
100%. They thought I was just some Kamala supporter trying to take away their martyr status, their president's martyr status. So they saw this through that lens. And one person said, "I don't know why you're here around these Republicans." Somebody else was like, "F Kamala." And, you know, I honestly I'm not on any side here. I don't vote for crisis actors. I don't vote for operatives in a psychological warfare operation that is so vast that people can't even see it. I was only there not to wake people up. That was not my intention. I was there to illustrate to media skeptics that there is, in fact, a compartmentalized worldview, and that you can't access mainstream with unacknowledged concepts and ideas that haven't been filtered for them, that the only people you can possibly reach are conspiracy theorists, and the conspiracy theorists weren't really represented there. I didn't see any noners.
No, you're with hardcore Trumpers. So, okay. Now that explains their negative reaction towards what you were saying. They laughed at you. They insulted you. It basically told you to get lost. So
precisely. And I think that if this were perhaps, maybe if it was a different venue, like this was on the edge of town and there was no way for there to be any counter protesters like there was at the first event. And that's what I had imagined it was going to be. And if that was the case, then I guarantee, had I gone over to the leftist side, they would have said, "Oh yeah, of course he faked it." They would have no problem with that. But in no way would they see this as, wow, the media is deceptive. They would say Trump is deceptive. So again, even if they know the truth or they hear the truth, if they're coming from a foundation of lies, it doesn't even matter. Like, the context is wrong.
And you hired a cameraman. I'm just reading the comments here. So this is going to be your permanent cameraman guy. He did a pretty good job, I guess. Did he have a gimbal, by the way, was a stabilizer?
Yes. And he has access to drones. This person I'm working with is a professional documentary cinematographer, and he travels quite a bit. And I explained to him the general concept, and I've even elaborated on some of the documentaries that we want to do, and even the AutoHoax conferences. He's happy to do all of it. So I thought this was an important step anyway, that the channel needs to have our production value up, because you heard the live stream. It was unlistenable. It was crackly and it was blurry. So I thought, you know, why not just hire a professional in order to provide a solid backup? And then all of this can eventually end up likely in a documentary.
Was that because you were in a bad cellular area and it was just not connecting with the network properly?
Oh yeah. I was on the fringe, on the edge of town by the airport. And even then the Uber couldn't get within 4 miles of the place. Like, people were just abandoning their cars, like leave the world behind and just walking. So I just walked 3.5 miles to the location, following behind people in garbage bags and orange vests and Trump flags, and just marched on up there with them with my sign. But, you know, it was a very tame crowd, as you saw, very sedated, in my opinion. Maybe because it was early in the morning, but
yeah, I see the sun coming up. It was very early, it looked like. So you were hours ahead of when it started then. Was it for 12 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I was there by 5:30-ish a.m. and it was already packed. They had locked down. That whole side of the city was just a traffic jam. and there were tons of angry people trying to catch flights who couldn't make it because of him. But these were diehard MAGA Republicans. There were no QAnoners. There were no conspiracy theorists. There were no 4chaners, no Proud Boys. It was just run-of-the-mill MAGA. So I suggest that this is the MSM, the mainstream mediated, and I'm coming at this from the MSM minus, and there's a buffer between that. They have to go through conspiracies, through doubting mainstream enough to look into this other stuff, and nobody there was receptive to my messaging, as you saw.
Yeah, it was almost, for a while, looked kind of dangerous, just the way some of these people were. They're kind of slightly aggressive with you. They really don't want to see any opposition.
Yeah, and I was kind of baiting. I thought, you know, I was like, let me go ahead and see if I can bait them into a response. And most of them just left as a group, like sheep, you know, bah, bah, and just kind of like huddled.
Yeah, when you said that, I thought, I hope he knows what he's doing here, because you are baiting them for sure.
Some people suggested I shouldn't have called them sheep, but I think that's an accurate term, because we're describing a collectivist thought, people not even applying their own critical thinking or perception, and they're just accepting passively a steady flow of propaganda. That is by definition sheep-like behavior. And then I'm there with a contrarian opinion, and nobody could stand up as an individual and confront it and say, that's obvious BS. Nobody would. And that was kind of surprising to me. I've done counter protests, for example, Occupy Wall Street and climate change marches. And I've noticed that leftists are feral. They go wild. It's like the Walking Dead. You got to be careful.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. I agree with that. I was just watching Nick Shirley. There's a couple of these influencers I started watching just because I like that they're driving around the country interviewing people. I enjoy that kind of quote unquote journalism. And the guy was down in Philadelphia tonight because there's a Kamala rally at the Museum of Art. I guess it's sort of the main square of Philadelphia. I don't know Philadelphia that well. And they were getting angry, some of these, because he's a Trumper. He's a Trump influencer. So he lets it be known. And a couple of these people just get really aggressive. They were saying, you're probably going to edit this or cut it out. And they're just almost nasty about it.
Well, there's actually this entire methodology that I've seen that has emerged probably since Steven Crowder, like pre-Trump even, where right-wingers realized that they could trigger emotional leftists and go viral. So they make a sport of it. Like, for example, Alex Stein got spat on at this leftist rally, and that made him go viral. So a lot of these individuals know it's a good marketing strategy. Look at Ann Coulter. Some guy tried to throw a pie in her face. They protested her events.
Yeah, you're right about that. It helps them. Like here's an example.
Dollar. Exactly. Harder. They do the jobs nobody else wants to fucking do. Exactly. So deport them is ridiculous. Who's doing their jobs?
Hey, we never said Mexicans. But what do you think about
the actuality? The last time he was president, restaurants and all of the lower, slaughterhouses, the rest of them, they didn't have anybody to do the work because he deported everybody. So they had nobody to wash the dishes, to bust the tables.
Are you only saying immigrants are good to wash the dishes and bust the table?
No, they come here and they're willing to work. They're willing to do the jobs that we won't do.
Okay. But like, as far as like the way they come in, are you guys supportive of that for them just to cross the border?
I gotta tell you, my relatives, my ancestors came in and...
Anyway, they're sort of angry and mad. That's what I got out of it. They're just sort of, just a very aggressive, the left ones, where the Trumpers are a little more passive.
Yeah, definitely. And the only place you see any kind of extremism on the MAGA side, it's the likely controlled opposition like Proud Boys, which are led by feds, the Fed Boys,
right?
The Patriot Front, feds. So there's this misrepresentation. I think generally they're all just normal Republicans, but they've been smeared. I think MAGA, the whole MAGA movement, has been consistently smeared by the Q movement. Like, maybe the QAnon psyop is a psyop in order to destroy the credibility of nationalism in America, because, and some commenter says, they don't even seem like conservatives, and they're really not. They're kind of part of this cult of personality at this point.
Yeah, I agree. Smearing the nationalists, that makes a lot of sense. Nickel Trauma says, hey, the lefties are at least willing to debate. Well, they are in this case, in the Nick video. I don't know if Tim Osman was going to be able to. They were walking pretty fast.
If I had gone to a leftist group and I had said nobody died at fill-in-the-blank school shooting, they would not have debated me. They would have gone crazy. There's no, and I'm just saying, anybody who's in the MSM box, they will not even consider this media fakery angle. They don't even process it. The only people I believe we can reach are the people who've already veered into the conspiracy realm. And then on the left, the wokesters are the most married to big government and big media. They're never going to be reachable, in my opinion. They're even further down the further from objective reality than the truthers.
Well, it's election eve. Do you have any predictions, or do you have any predictions of? Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
Because this is interesting. In the Batman movie, you have this election scene, and the Riddler sends his online extremists to blow up a dam and they flood the polls. So Gotham's underwater on 11/6. This was during 2022 midterms. The GOP had a slogan, flood the polls. So you already have this overlap between Riddler and Q, QAnon, and the Riddler's army, and attacking the elections. And again, the Riddler is just full of allusions to the right wing. The Q thing, he uses a weapon called a Tucker, like Tucker Carlson. He's an online radical with a mask. So you have this Batman and Penguin movie correlation to November the 5th and the election being attacked. But then on top of it, you have Guy Fawkes. So 11/5 is Guy Fawkes Day. And the movie V for Vendetta popularized that mask that QAnon wears, that anonymous members wear. So the right wing Anon online activist group have been connected to November the 5th through Guy Fawkes's visage. And the movie V for Vendetta predicted 2020's lockdowns. So we have two examples of movies with predictive programming that have specific references to November the 5th and right-wing activists or some representation of right-wing terror taking out some kind of government building or doing some kind of an attack during an election on the 5th. So I'm looking at tomorrow as being, and then one more thing, in Atlanta, they're doing these cyber attack tabletop exercises tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then I guess one more thing I can add is the number one movie on Amazon, Canary Black, has this Putin-like villain launching a digital nuke. So there's a lot adding up to November the 5th being some kind of a right-wing disruption.
So does that mean there will be no decision after tomorrow night or late into tomorrow night or even for the whole month of November?
Now, that's an interesting question because, you know, is that the intent here? Because I'm basing this not on analysis of the political landscape, but on predictive programming. And you got movies like Civil War, where you've got the Trump character in the White House, but the nation is split over it, and they send in the other side to take him out. So it looks like it's, by the predictive programming, it looks like it would be a disaster, some kind of major disruption, like perhaps this blackout scenario from Leave the World Behind could be tomorrow. But anyway, November the 5th is just, it's too well connected to all these things to be dismissed as like a target date.
Drudge doesn't like Trump, it looks like, over here.
Yeah, Drudge has been in this hate affair, Trump deranged syndrome state since like 2020. And they're always
saying, right? Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they were purchased. I don't know who bought them, but Matt Drudge's site went from being the place to find all the top headlines from a conservative or a right wing perspective to basically bashing Trump incessantly.
Okay, so that explains that. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just more of a headline thing. So. It's totally sold out to the left side then. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So not going to get any news over there because they're already saying that the Trump rallies are half empty, but I don't think that's right. That doesn't seem right at all. But it doesn't even matter in the end because the electors decide whoever they want to send to Washington, as far as I know.
Right. Well, the where I'm getting, I mean, the, like my different feeds are just, they keep throwing up this idea like that there's some kind of compromise, that they're going to play 2020's playbook all over again.
Okay.
That it's going to be a sore loser situation if somebody loses. But whatever the case, based on the whole body of predictive programming, I don't see how Trump loses, because then he would not have the same relevance to the bigger story. He would just fade. And I don't know if that's what they're doing right now with him. I think that would almost, not that it would be unheard of, I guess, for them to provide some disappointing end, but predictive programming has consistently connected Trump with the scenario of the West sinking, some kind of nuke on the West Coast, and this head wound scenario, which we predicted the shooting. And I don't know if you saw this, but in the movie Machete, you have Robert De Niro playing this senator who is pretty much anti-immigrant, and he's ranting about immigrants, and then he gets shot, just like Trump was. Well, interestingly, the shooter was shot at the same time because he was a patsy. And I didn't see the whole clip until last night, but he was shot in the ear.
What year is Machete?
2010.
Okay.
And that's so just one of dozens of examples. We have so many examples of the Trump shooting scenario, but it seems like the culmination of Trump's character has to do with some kind of very significant thing, not just the nick on the ear, but something much more significant that is meant to convey some kind of, like, I guess some kind of like a 9/11, you could say, like a 9/11ing of America, like the George Floyd footage, very incendiary. I think that there's some kind of opening where they're going to do something similar, because the ear wound wasn't it.
Okay. I like this graphic here from your Twitter feed. That's a good one.
The auto hoax chainsaw.
Yeah.
Clear cutting the forest of misinformation.
Yeah, that's very good. Did you type that into AI to get it to do that?
Yeah, that one's Grok. So if you have the paid version of Twitter, you click on Grok, and it's one of the best image generators as far as font and lettering goes, because all these, there's misspellings on all the other ones, but Grok is actually pretty good.
Did you spell it? Well, it said auto hoax oilogy, so I guess maybe there's a typo in there.
Yeah, sometimes it gives me misspellings, but I think it's like, well, I mean, how well do you expect the penguins to spell? But I've been using this type of imagery just to convey the fact that the truther movement and alt media has always focused on the fake trees in the forest, and they never realized that the entire forest is fake, that all the stories are fake. So I'm saying, no, we just got to clear cut it, and if we run into a real tree, we'll let you know, but we haven't yet.
I'm on the paid X. Where? Okay. Oh, so Grok is over here.
Yeah, Grok will be over there. And then type in probably, what, let's see.
What could we type in?
I would type in, how about this? President Trump smears ketchup on his ear.
Okay. Let's see what it does.
Grok is the least censored. On 9/11, I was trying to do this image of upside down pants on fire, looking like Twin Towers on the skyline, and it wouldn't let me do it. I had to really work with it to get the imagery I wanted, and it wasn't close. Grok doesn't care.
Oh, Grok wouldn't let me do that.
Okay, how about this one? Blonde haired, slick businessman with orange. No, just put blonde haired businessman smears ketchup on his ear.
Okay, ketchup.
They put guardrails in. They guardrailed the AI so that we can't unleash our imaginations. They want to constrict that. It's fascinating to watch this because they're using cyberspace to manage our inner space. You know, that's there's
can't do that either.
Okay,
oh, interesting.
That's strange. That's very weird. Like, why would they block that? Okay, how about this one?
And it brings up the Trump image underneath.
Wow. So they blocked it. So how did they block that? They blocked anyone creating imagery mocking that event.
Okay. Those that might flag this as a violent photo, that's ketchup on his face. Okay. So these are some tweets or some X posts that come up under the unfortunately I can't generate that image. Isn't that interesting?
Hey, what do you think about what LG Rhythm says? The fakery has been designed on purpose for us to see. That's something I've heard from a lot of people over the years, that they're letting us know, they're showing us. And I'm
they're not, none of the Trump people you talk to have any clue what that's going on. So if it's for us, I kind of doubt it, because it's not reaching the masses.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, no, it's obvious to those of us who are paying attention, but I've not encountered one single person in my life who's like, wow, everything's fake. It's never happened. It's never even come up in a conversation. Nobody's ever noticed any fakery, in my opinion. But when you see it and you pay attention, it's obvious. But it's not obvious to those who aren't paying attention. And the reason why is simply this. News consumers of mainstream and alternative are passive. They're passively absorbing it. They're pretty much hypnotic. What we're doing is active, which means we are parsing the information actively through skepticism and suspension of judgment. They don't have that suspension. They don't put the brakes on it. They're just an open portal to MSM programming. So in no way do they process anything as fake. In fact, they, I think the media and the entertainment merge real and fake, so people cease to distinguish anyway.
Okay, let's see if this one works. Okay, let's see if this works. Okay, this is as close as I can get.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, you know, what's interesting too is I was referencing that machete video where he gets shot in the ear after shooting the Trump light guy. And Robert De Niro has represented Trump so many weird, so many examples of predictive programming. But when I went to that video, a lot of people in the comments were like, this was Trump's point of view 20 minutes ago. Others were saying, wow, so many similarities. So non-auto hoaxers, non-conspiracy theorists, just random people saw the Trump event, and their immediate association was the predictive programming, not just some random movie, because it was specific in its references to what was going to happen to Trump, the speech, the ear wound. But Robert De Niro himself in the Joker is killed by the Joker, who who is based on Travis Bickle, who is played by De Niro, the character that inspired the assassin to shoot Reagan. So anyway, it's a closed loop looking at a story here, bottom line, but the predictive programming stuff is just unbelievably conclusive to me. I mean, it's just conclusive. To me, this is evidence of fakery.
Yeah, this is the Robert De Niro with red paint on his ear that I generated. So it's not bad. It's pretty realistic looking. I like it.
Yep.
But my we deserve better psyops.
Well, my point is, though, if random people are making that association, then you have to admit the programming works, that their immediate frame of reference, what is immediately recalled from their memory, is a movie they saw 14 years before. Mm-hmm. That's how long ago it was. And so I think this is part of their programming, where they know how your memory will store information. Real and fake goes in the same filing cabinet. And that's called the misinformation effect, where they're able to basically alter your recollection by conflating it with more recent representations of it. I just think we're looking at mass mind control through programming, and we have clear examples of it working every day.
Well, X does allow tweets about the staged assassination with Trump, that's for sure.
Yeah, the guard railing thing is new, and that word guardrail, like before I use guardrails to describe the narratives that keep people from calling things fake, that was my definition of guardrails. These are narratives that prevent you from getting off the mainstream, to keep you on that road and to prevent you from getting off and coming to your own conclusions. Well, in the last 2 years or 3 years, the word guardrails has been totally appropriated, and it always has to now relate to AI and the need to control what it creates on our behalf. So they had to put guardrails in there. And this started when somebody made an image of Mickey Mouse hijacking a plane and crashing into the Twin Towers. And they said, this is just too far. And they basically lobotomized Dolly. And I was like, this is insane. You're going to penalize all of us because of what one person created. But they made that the basis for, we've got to control this, which is fascinating because they're trying to put a leash on, I think, imagination in a sense.
This is the Twitter video that has 3.1 million views. Maybe this is the predominant view that affected your dealings at the in Albuquerque.
Oh, it's a false flag.
False flag.
Yeah, false flag.
People, somebody died and two people injured. What do you think about that?
False flag.
False flag.
I thought it was magnificently staged. It was professionally done. It almost looked real.
Wait. Staged by who?
Oh, by Mr. Trump, of course.
I think this whole thing is staged.
You think it was staged?
Yeah.
It depends on everybody's view. Yeah.
View of the assassination attempt? What do you think? Does it kind of depend on where you're standing, whether or not you agree with the assassination attempt or disagree with it?
I just don't see that being the truth, but that's my... I'd rather just not make any comment.
Really quick, what are you talking about the truth? What do you mean? Oh, you just don't believe it was an assassination attempt?
No.
Please don't. No. We're so anti-Trump, I don't even want to
say. Was it a bad thing, though? Was it a bad thing? Would you condemn it?
Oh, that he got shot at? Of course.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, you don't do that.
That's all messed up.
Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah, exactly. You don't do that. Was it staged? Probably.
Staged?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think Trump maybe staged a fake assassination for support?
Wow, they won't even say it.
And that resulted in somebody dying and other people being critically injured?
I haven't seen the news today. I'm not here for the news. I haven't seen anything. I'm on vacation.
So you just thought it was fake?
Of course.
One person died in the crowd, two critically injured. What happened there?
Small price. It wouldn't matter to Trump. Do you think he cares if people die for him to be elected? Death doesn't mean anything to Trump.
Now, staged from whose side? Do you think Donald Trump staged it for attention?
Could be, or it could be the other side trying to make a scene or something. But I don't. The fact that he only got his ear and he would like sit up and said America, I don't know. Come on.
Right.
It doesn't feel normal.
What is our evidence for suggesting that it was a staged, a fake assassination attempt?
I think that he walked away alive with perhaps a scratch on his ear.
Grazed his ear.
Yeah. Of course, you know, behind the scenes, that was all fabricated. Some noise, they put a little scratch on his ear, threw a little blood on his face.
Now, so you think that they planned from 130 yards away to shoot off the corner of his ear?
And they never shot off the corner of his ear. That was all done by the people hanging around him. Nobody ever shot off his ear.
Okay. So you.
Oh, that's not bad. This guy.
That's good.
He's getting pretty close. Well, this has 3.1 million views on Twitter.
But notice though, notice the perspective it's coming from. It's coming from Trump did it from a from a left perspective. Yeah. So the truth gets submerged in the sea of irrelevance. It's true. What he's saying is factually true, but he doesn't have the right context because in order for this to be true, it means that both sides of the media. And that the U.S. government and the DHS and everything else, FBI, would all be a part of it necessarily. So the scale of the hoax escapes those individuals who blame it on Trump. So it's lost. The truth is lost.
Yeah, exactly. He's not thinking it all the way through. It has to be in a completely cooperative staged event from everyone involved.
Exactly. And that's where... both those on the left get it wrong, and even the QAnons get it wrong. We're like, yeah, Trump did it, and he had to trick the deep state and the Democrats. It's like, no, these are bipartisan psyops. If Trump staged it, and the left wasn't a part of it, they would be blowing it up. And of course, nobody within this psyop entertainment complex calls out anyone else's psyops. It's they don't do it. They're part of the same team. But it's nice to see some people are perceiving accurately, even if their interpretation is wrong.
Now, another guy I like to watch because he walks around New York City, not because I agree with the guy, is Jason Goodman. And he's hung his complete hat on the fact that it was a real event with real shooters, and he's going down all the extra shooter rabbit holes. So his comment on this video is amazingly stupid people. Was this in California? So he's really put his cards on the table for this as well. So that's interesting.
Okay, let's say they did a perfect presentation and visually you couldn't just call it fake. There are a number of things that are huge red flags. The photography that shows the bullet whizzing past his head, the camera required to take that picture, that's anomalous. The perfect and purposeful alignment between Trump's fight photo and the Braveheart cover art and his avatar and combine this with all the predictive programming, there's no way you could walk away saying that this thing was just random and they got all these perfect shots. But for it to be have been pulled off this way, it necessarily would have involved the Secret Service as not an inside job, but as part of the act. And even without the special effects being kind of shoddy, you could just call it fake just based on the predictive programming alone.
Nicotrauma says you should carry a giant microphone around to interview people. Would you be willing to do, or are you planning on doing any of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the future. Yeah. In fact, that I had a great mic. And my intention here was to engage in interviews at first. And I was going to get some flyers and try to get into some dialogue. But at the last minute, they changed it. So it's basically get inside, can't take any signs, and it wouldn't have happened. So I only had the option of walking down the line and trying to reach people. But yeah, my objective here is to do interviews with people, get them to talk and answer questions. But as you can see, the people on Trump's side weren't even open to it. But look how these people who are anti-Trump were really happy to talk about it.
Awesome. All right. Well, I started at 8 and unfortunately we couldn't get you right on time, but I think I got what I wanted from you just to review your Albuquerque thing. I thought it was a brave a move. I thought it was good. That was a great first step that you got out there.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And this is going to be the future of Infinite Plane Radio's press club, where anybody with a press club press pass, and there's hundreds, it's 160 or something, can go cover any local event. And what I will do, and what we will do on our end, is we will crowdfund a camera person and get it done professionally so that we can include it in our body of work. So my intention here is to do this all the time. But I wanted to kind of set the standard that basically, as far as production value, we have to rely on a third party because live streaming footage is unreliable. And what I got was high quality footage. And I have a lot I didn't use, a lot of B-roll. So anyway, thanks for having me on. And
you're planning on live streaming and also having the backup not live streaming so you don't have to rely on whatever YouTube records.
Exactly. Precisely. That's the only way to get the high definition, great audio, good cinematography, and not be dependent on good service, because as you saw, there was terrible service out there.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. So you're definitely going to need support, because I'm sure the cameraman is probably a fair amount of money. You have to pay him, I'm guessing, for the entire day.
I only needed him for the hour-long event, but then it extended because we had to walk several miles each way, and then uploading the files took some additional time. But I had a rate advertised in advance. I said I need somebody to do this and this.
Okay.
And I basically offered 50 an hour, and I said 2-hour window. And it extended a little bit, so I gave him a tip, but basically I set aside about 150 to get the entire thing done, including the USB junk drive with all the files, which is well worth it. And now I have a connection for all future events.
All right. So if you want to help Tim Osman and support him, then make sure you do that, because these are real expenses that are coming out for citizen journalism. So the links are at IPS Monster. Somewhere down towards the bottom, I think, Tim, to support you. Are they?
Yes, that's correct. I just Monster, scroll to the bottom. And also I have it at any of my sites, these links, they all go to the same place. But yes, the objective here is to take the support the channel gets and reinvest it into creating better content. And this is basically, this was funded by the previous Auto Hoax Cons. So everyone who supports that are just helping to keep this thing moving forward. So again, thanks for promoting that, and thanks for having me on to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. That was good stuff. So make sure you support IPS, because he's doing good work. Very few people are spreading the word, the good word of auto hoaxology. I certainly don't get out there and do it, but one day I'd like to maybe do that. Some street activism. It's a hard sell. So you got to have really thick skin to be rejected, but at least Tim is trying to do that down in his hometown there in New Mexico. All right, Tim, thanks a lot. And next time, I waited about 10 minutes tonight because I had a feeling you had to be starting at the exact same time I did for the pairing to work. But we'll catch you next time and make sure we hook it up.
Yeah, now we know how that works.
Sorry. Yeah, now, yeah. Exactly. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Tim, for joining. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you again. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. There goes Tim Osmond. And we're done now. We usually go about an hour. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks for the supporters, fakeologist.com/donate. Thanks for John the Beggar for calling in. And we'll do this tomorrow. We'll have Lynn Ertel on Election Day. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say. She is a fakeologist after all, but she also is a very close observer of current events, and she's loud and she has an opinion, and people either love her or don't love her. But for the most part, she has quite a few fans, and I'm really, and she's on many different shows now. So we sort of launched her into the video podcast sphere. So it's fun to watch her, and she's on Fake News Phil. She's on Gemma. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, and we'll have a good time just talking about what we think is going to happen. I'm almost positive we won't have any kind of results, but it will be fun to maybe dip in and just talk a little bit more about it. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. And thanks again for joining in. And I'll play it out with a little bit of Red Rider. All right. Take care.